This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Julie Gregian joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great, and you're doing great because of something that is happening with your niece that is super cool.
It is really cool.
So what is this? It's part of a She is PepsiCo campaign. What is this about?
Well, she works for Frito-Lay. She's probably been there 14 years, and she was nominated to be featured as one of the leading women in the She is PepsiCo campaign for PepsiCo Foods North America. It recognizes and celebrates the most talented, dedicated, and collaborative frontline female associates who help to make and move and sell their products every day. So she is one of seven women who are going to be featured throughout the United States.
So this is seven women in the United States, Carson. Like, there's only seven of them. This is a huge honor. And I'm looking at the pictures that you sent us. Like, we're not just saying her face is on the truck. Her face is half the truck.
Yeah. My mug on an 18-wheeler like that, you couldn't tell me nothing.
What was it like when she got to see it?
It was cool. So they had a party last week, and they had all of her family and friends come out to the DC distribution center in West Boylston. And they did a nice speech about her. And they said how wonderful she is, and you know, they love working with her. She's a hard worker, and it was just a nice honor. And then they unveiled the truck, and it was really cool.
That's such a cool moment. Do you know, like, how many trucks her face is going to be on?
I think just the one. I'm not sure, but it's going to be throughout New England, New Hampshire, to Boston, to Rhode Island, to Connecticut, up to Maine. So you just kind of have to watch for it. But I think they each just get one truck.
Yeah, just to back up if you missed it, her face is on the side of an 18-wheeler that delivers the products all across New England. And like,
yes,
Kennedy said, it there's this huge sign that says, "She is PepsiCo."
You're damn right, she is.
Oh, that's
so good.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. They're very proud of her.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's so good.
What an honor.
Yeah.
And we love sharing this with you, so thank you for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you very much. And actually, I forgot to say her name. Her name
I was
is
just
Jennifer.
About to ask you that. I don't think we ever got her name.
Kind of the most important part there. It's Jennifer Nedorosic Castingway.
All right. Well, congratulations to Jennifer, and make sure.
What an honor.
That we told her that she is now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo! Thank you very much.
I'm going to start looking for that truck.
Yep.
Me too.
All right. Thanks,
Julie. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Thanks.
All righty. And if you would like to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, please go to mix1041.com. You can send us an email there, morningshow@mix1041.com. You can send us a text here, 617-655-1234. I have lots of openings. So if you've got something you would like to talk about, we would love to talk to you about it.
Please share your good vibes with us. Nothing too big or too small.
And speaking of good vibes, you know, Elmo really has been what we've needed. And we never knew it. You know, on social media, he became such a joyful force that he's always just checking in and making sure we're okay. But this week, he got to do something very special. He got to sing at the Grand Ole Opry. If you trust your rebel heart, ride into battle. Don't be afraid. Take the river, that's travel. Wear out your boots, kick up the gravel. Don't be afraid. Take the road, that's travel. If you trust your rebel heart, ride into battle. Don't be afraid. Take the road, that's travel. Wear out your boots, kick up.
Who is Elmo singing backup vocals for?
So, Lauren Elena was singing, but it was Elmo and then also his friend Abby Cadabby from Sesame Street.
Mm.
But
we know Abby.
The main line was Lauren, but come on. Come on!
I love that Elmo's just leaving Sesame Street and doing side quests across America.
You know what? But it's what we need. And I'm here for it. And that's what I got.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
.com.
Everyone say hi to Kayla from Lynn.
Hey, Kayla.
Hi.
Lynn,
that's me.
Lynn, the city is in.
Never go out the way you came in.
Kayla. That is true.
Kayla, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $100. It's her first game back from a week in Jamaica, so she's been unplugged, so you have a good shot.
I know.
Her record.
That's what I was thinking.
Her record on the big board, 6,239 wins, only 456 losses. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm just as about ready as I'll ever be.
Well, then let's light this candle. Sesame Street just made an appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. Elmo and Abby made their Opry debut and sang backup vocals with Lauren Elena because what can't those Muppets do?
Killed it.
Name the trash-loving character from Sesame Street.
Oscar the Grouch.
And look at you. You're on the board. HBO has finished airing, and just like that, that show is a Sex and the City revival. Who plays Carrie Bradshaw on those shows?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
And question number three. LL Cool J will host the MTV Video Music Awards on September 7th. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Like, looking, love, cool, John.
Looking, love, cool, John.
I like it.
He should change it.
I like that.
Question number four. Morgan Wallen walked out with Kid Rock for one of his Cleveland shows this past weekend. Can you name the Post Malone song that Morgan Wallen featured on that spent 62 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100?
I had some help.
And question number five, don't overthink it. Sean Kingston was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for a wire fraud scheme. Sean Kingston's debut single came out in 2007 and became the number one song in America. And it's still his biggest hit to date. What is the name of that song?
Beautiful Girls? I believe that's what it's called.
All right, let's get my head. Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
There it is.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kayla from Lynn, who's heading to work, she got 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh. All right, friend, I see you.
Coming for your
that
neck.
That is the last time.
She's coming for you on your first day back.
That's all right, I'll take it.
Question number one, Kennedy. Sesame Street just made an appearance at the Grand Ole Opry, and Elmo and Abby made their Opry debut singing backup vocals for Lauren Elena. Name the trash-loving character from Sesame Street.
Oscar the Grouch.
1-1. HBO just finished airing And Just Like That, which is a revival of Sex and the City. Who plays Carrie Bradshaw on those shows?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
That is correct. 2-2. LL Cool J will host the MTV Video Music Awards September 7th. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Ladies love Cool James.
That is correct. Though I like Kayla's
better.
Oh, I was
so close.
What did she say?
I was so close.
What was yours, Kayla?
I was looking love Cool John.
Yeah, 2 out of 4. Yeah, she was halfway there.
I don't
there.
Hate it.
I know.
I
hate
it. 3-2 for Kennedy. Question number 4. Morgan Wallen walked out with Kid Rock for one of his Cleveland shows this past weekend. Name the Post Malone song that Morgan featured on that spent 62 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100.
I had some help.
It's a little delayed ding there. But you certainly did. 4-3. Sean Kingston was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for a wire fraud scheme. His debut single in 2007 became the number one song in America and is still his biggest hit to this day.
What's his name again?
Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston. Is it Beautiful Girls?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. Is it?
It sure is.
Woo! Beautiful girl.
5-4. Kennedy gets the dub. She's not rusty on her first day back.
You did really well, though.
I was so close.
You were so close.
So, Kayla, unfortunately.
Only that look and love.
I know. I'm sorry.
Thwarted by LL Cool J once again.
How dare he? Well, now you'll never forget it.
All the time.
Well, Kayla, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but you are fun to hang out with, and we appreciate you calling in.
Oh, thank you. My name is Kayla, and I cannot be Kennedy.
I didn't even have to ask. You're on it.
Sure, you knew.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Carson, of course, off on vacation this week. Dan is here. Kaylee
yes.
is here. Intern Mac is here. And this is the time where we open up the phones to you and ask you guys what you did over the weekend. And, well, I was gone for a whole entire week.
I know, in Jamaica being an island ting.
But I really didn't, I don't have the most amount to report. I have a funny story I'd like to share, but I would like to wait, I think, until tomorrow if I could.
Okay, well, tell us about your trip.
But basically, I went to Jamaica. I was on the south coast. And I basically sat every morning underneath a great big fake palm tree umbrella with a cooler filled with water, champagne, and orange juice, which is the Holy Trinity, really.
Dream.
I sat there. I read 5 books. I read 1 book before I even got off the airplane.
Wow.
And I listened to, like, different kinds of music. I didn't really meet many people. I didn't really talk to a whole lot of people. It was kind of a quieter resort. It wasn't as, like, loud and boisterous as some of the other ones can be. I also didn't, like, go to the main pool for games and such. But the waters were so blue, and you could see right to the bottom. It was about the temperature of spit. And
just the way you like it on vacation,
pretty much. Like, it, like, at points it was like it wasn't even cooling, you know. But my room had sort of its own little private pool as well.
That's nice.
So I could, like, sneak in there, and every day it would rain at around 3 o'clock, as it does in October down there. And so I would hop in the water when it rains. I got out when it lightening, but there's something about being in the water when it rains. It's just very special.
You feeling refreshed and ready to get back?
I do. I feel good. I feel like, you know, it's nice to kind of put away your phone, to not, you know, I posted a couple of things because I felt like I had to, which I hated how I felt that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt like I kind of had to. And then, but other than that, I just kind of put it away. I didn't look at I turned off all the notifications. I didn't get any emails. You know, I just read, and I just vibed, and I hung out with the island kitties. There are a lot of cats on that part.
Do you have 5 cats now in Quincy that we don't know about? Is that going to be the
same? I might have tried, but here's the thing. Those cats have it so good. They basically eat, you know, room service, because they just sit outside of the place and eat all the room service trays. Those cats have beautiful fur. They are not skinny. They don't fight that much. I would live there. I think if you're a good person, you get to come back as a cat in Jamaica.
As a Jamaican resort cat?
As a Jamaican resort cat and eat room service all day, because that, to me, sounded way better than anything I could give. So, 617.
Well, we missed you.
Oh, thank you. 617-655-1234. I would love to know what you guys got into over the weekend. Tell me what happened. Do we have Corey?
Of course we have Corey.
Hey, Corey. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back, Kennedy. And hey, Kaylee.
Hi, Corey. Thanks, Boo. What did you get into this weekend?
Well, Saturday was one of those mow the lawn days where I found I get two more lotus flowers coming up in the goldfish pond. Oh. And Sunday was kite flying day.
With the Starfleet.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We had half a dozen people show up with some great big kites, and it was an awesome time.
Dan, did you go? I know there were some conversations
about
you
going. I did not. I had other plans on Sunday.
Because you've never flown a kite.
I've still never flown a kite in my life, yeah.
Dan, do your lotus flowers stay alive all winter?
We'll get you out there, Dan. Corey? No. The lotus flowers, they bloom for like a week. I'll shoot you some pictures. But yeah, they're about the size of a softball.
I know. They were all over Thailand, but I'm like, there's no way I could make them live here. There's no way.
If you're lucky, it took 2 years to get one to bloom.
Woof, duh. All right, buddy. Well, thank you as always for calling in and giving us such cool things to talk about. We appreciate you.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Bye. 617-655-1234. We would love to know what you got into, and then I'm going to find out what you two crazy kids got into now that you're all living in sin together and stuff. 617-655-1234. I've been waiting to say it. Come on.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson on vacation this week, so it's me and Dan. It's Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, and it's intern Mac in his last week here, but we'll get to that in a moment. Who are we going to go to first, Dan?
Let's do line one.
Okay, so Cindy from Shirley, you watched some whales?
Yes, we did. On Saturday, we went out of Seven Seas Whale Watch in Gloucester.
Huh? How many did you see?
And we saw five whales, a mother and daughter named Valley and Pitcher, and then two others, Grommet and Chromosome, and I can't remember the name of the fifth one.
Was the baby whale like I realize a baby whale is still probably as big as a Volkswagen. Was it, but could you tell it was a baby whale or like no? Or
no, you couldn't. Size? They were both huge.
Yeah.
The mom was like 35 or 38 years old.
Ah, gotcha.
And the baby was, I think, 20-something.
Oh, okay. I see. That is so,
so
cool.
They were big.
When you get to see them kind of crest or you see their tail kind of, I think that's a really cool thing to do.
Whose job is it to name the whales?
Well, they named them because...
I want to know who went with grommet and chromosome.
Whoever sees them first, I think, gets to do it. Like, if you're the one who sees a whale that hasn't been... named, and I think that they are able to decide who they are. The fin on their back, their fin, right? It's like a fingerprint. They're all different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's how they can tell who it is.
Gotcha.
So I guess much like if you discover a bug or a planet, they name it after whatever you want.
That's fair.
Well, I'm glad you had so much fun.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Thanks, Cindy.
I would have completely done the Finding Nemo thing on the boat.
I speak well.
I speak well.
I bet you wouldn't be the only one.
You're really good at speaking well.
I do it a lot at home.
Yeah, you do.
More than I would admit on the radio.
All right. Are we going Heather?
Heather from Ashby.
Heather from Ashby. Flea marketing. What'd you find?
What's up, girl?
What'd you find?
I found some Funko Pops because I started collecting them for just Britney Spears. Because I'm a big fan of hers. And then I started to go venture out into getting, like, Disney ones and Star Wars and, like, Bret Michaels and Hulk Hogan. But, you know, things that I like. I don't necessarily get them all. But, you know, if I find, like, Star Wars and, like, some certain Disney movie ones, I'll get those. Yeah.
Can I put in a request just in case you ever come across one?
Yes.
So they made three Prince Funko Pops. I have two of them. I don't have the Purple Rain one.
I have never come across one.
Yeah, there's three different ones. I have two, but I don't have the Purple Rain print. So if you ever come across
it. Have you tried Amazon?
I mean,
it's
yes
this little
no.
indie niche website called it's, Amazon. You might be able to find it.
I know,
it.
But I kind of like walking into Newbery Comics every once in a while just seeing if I can find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But anyway, I digress. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you found some
cool
stuff.
I will chat. Yeah.
I used to love haggling at the flea market, the Revere flea market back in the day.
It makes me so nauseous, I can't do it.
Oh, I went there just for the thrill of trying to just batter someone for $5 over DVDs. Back when DVDs were a thing.
I got Carson something when I was in Jamaica because I missed his birthday. And the guy was like, it's going to cost this much. And I just kept my mouth shut and I just looked at him. And then he went, okay, this much money. And I was like, oh, I haggled and I didn't even know.
And on the inside, you were panicking.
I was dying. You know me. I'm like, here's your money. Take it. You worked for it.
Do you want me to pay extra? I'll pay extra.
I mean, come on. Why should I? But anyway, I digress. Intern Mac. So this is your last week.
That's right.
Wednesday is your last day.
Yep.
That is tragic and sad.
I agree. I was crying all last night about it.
All right.
Have you learned so much from us?
I've learned that.
Well, that
I've
is
learned
inspiring.
Things were learned for sure.
That is inspiring. In his second stint as an intern, he's learned absolutely nothing.
Wow.
We're molding young minds, Kennedy.
Did you do anything cool over the weekend?
I've just generally been, I have like a massive backlog of like anime and stuff. I'm really into that type of thing. So I've just been trying to like crush through that. So I've watched, I think in the past 2 weeks, like over 100 episodes and then like 7 movies.
So not trying to get ahead on like reading or whatever you might be.
No, I've probably become illiterate at this point. I'm probably going to go back there and they're going to be like, all right, Mac, turn to page 23. And I'll be like, what? Huh?
What does the two look like? You're a philosophy major. I feel like you could turn that into something.
Well, I mean,
you're a philosophy major?
Indeed I am.
What's the plan with that after you graduate?
Go to the down to the philosophy mill down the street and get to work. I've told you this.
That's the best answer that's ever been answered.
I'll be the best worker they got down there.
You're gonna be interning here until you're 40.
I will be churning out theories like no one has ever seen.
Philosophy mill to the left.
I believe it. I believe it.
He only does philosophy papers about anime. You can be the first anime philosopher.
Yeah, it's true. I can be like, hey, here's what Code Geass Lelouch of the Rebellion says about existentialism. It's a good idea.
You lost everybody there.
And I know exactly.
I don't know the first part, but I would read that book.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Lydia from Woosta.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to today?
I am on my way to work right now.
Yeah, we're already here. It's not that fun.
Oh, yeah.
Lydia, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You are going to win $100 money dollars today, which is the best kind of dollars. Are you ready?
Perfect. Yes.
Awesome. Question number one. Ian McKellen says both Frodo and Gandalf will return in the upcoming movie, The Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum. In The Lord of the Rings, what does Gollum call the ring?
My precious.
Question number two, PETA's latest target is Mario Kart. They want Nintendo to remove Moo Moo Cow's nose ring because they believe it is a sign of animal abuse. Nintendo has not responded.
Oh. Can be nice.
What does PETA stand for?
PETA. I have no idea.
Question number three. 11 years ago today in 2014, Taylor Swift released Shake It Off, and the video now has 3.5 billion views because she's a little popular. I don't know if you heard of her.
Yeah, she is.
And you finished this lyric to Shake It Off.
But I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind.
It's gonna be all right. Ooh, ooh, because the player's gonna play, but... Is that enough?
Yeah, you can do the whole song if you want. We're here till 10.
I almost accidentally sang it, too. I'm so happy I didn't.
All right, question number four. Today in 1986, Bon Jovi released their third album, Slippery When Wet, featuring Wanted Dead or Alive and Living on a Prayer. What are the names of the working class couple that Bon Jovi sings about in Living on a Prayer?
Oh, Tommy, who used to work on the dock.
He sure did.
Gina works the diner all day.
She brings home her pay for love. And question number five, Sesame Street just made an appearance at the Grand Ole Opry, and Elmo and Abby made their Grand Ole Opry debut singing backup for Lauren Elena, because what can't Elmo do? On Sesame Street, is Big Bird 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, or 8 feet tall? How tall is Big Bird?
I'm going to say 7 feet tall.
We ask the hard-hitting questions around here.
Yeah.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
We're brain busters around here.
Lydia, you said you're on your way to work. What do you do?
I work at a bakery.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you a baker?
Yeah. No, not really. I just work there. I manage a bakery,
I guess.
Love it.
What's the name of your bakery? You want to shout them out?
Gerardo's in Shrewsbury. And West Boylston.
That's where I go for all of my baking needs in the Shrewsbury area.
Oh, awesome.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi, how'd we do?
Lydia from Worcester, who manages a bakery.
Ooh.
She got 4 out of 5 correct. No, 3 out of 5.
Three out of five.
Three, sorry. Yes. I liked you so much, I almost gave you an extra
one. We all got carbs on the brain, so.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Question one. Ian McKellen says both Frodo and Gandalf will return in the upcoming movie, The Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum. What does Gollum call the ring?
My precious.
My precious. Filthy hobbitses. 1-1. PETA's latest target is Mario Kart. They want Nintendo to remove Moo Moo Cow's nose ring because they believe it's a sign of animal abuse. So, cows can race cars, but they can't have alternative looks. Nintendo hasn't responded. What does PETA stand for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
That is correct. 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
11 years ago today in 2014, Taylor Swift released Shake It Off, and the video now has 3.5 billion views on YouTube.
Yeah, it does.
Can you finish the lyric, Kennedy?
But I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind. See it.
It's gonna be all right.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number four. Today in 1986, Bon Jovi released their third album, Slippery When Wet. featuring Wanted Dead or Alive and Living on a Prayer.
Bangers.
What are the names of the working class couple Living on the Prayer is about?
Tina and Tommy. Tony?
Gina and Tommy.
Gina! Dang!
Oh, we're going to pull your 80s card.
Yep, pull it right away.
3-3, Ooh. Going into question number 5.
Oh, baby.
Sesame Street just made an appearance at the Grand Ole Opry, and Elmo and Abby made their Opry debut. On Sesame Street is Big Bird, 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, or 8 feet tall?
Oh, no!
Big Bird is 8 foot 2,
oh,
in case anyone was curious. We measure them ourselves. 3-3, Kennedy, you eke out a tie.
Oh, wow, I thought I lost. Wow, that is fantastic.
Okay, it's a Monday. We're all re-entering.
Good job, Lydia. Good job.
Lydia,
thank you. You too.
Unfortunately, we can't give you the $100, but we do have a very cool prize for you.
Oh.
Yeah, you are going. You want a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 November 22nd at the TD Garden. Plus a merch pack and their new album, Love Is Like, on vinyl. We're just giving you all the Maroon 5 goodies. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. So enjoy that. That'll be a fun show.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What do you want to say to our girl, Kennedy, before we get out of here?
I'm Lydia from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
All right. Well, go manage that bakery. The
go
people need you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I've got a list for you. Want you to clear it too. And I've got a list for you.
Won't you come and clear it too?
Clear the list.
Want you to clear the list now.
Clear the list.
You want your lighters up.
Get them what they need.
Clear the list.
Go to mix104.1.com. We want to help you. The best that we can.
Woo! This is the time, friends.
Age is like fine wine, Kennedy. Every year.
We're getting ready to head back to school. I know some schools go back this week. I think Boston Public goes back in a couple weeks. It's all different, but now is the time where teachers are starting to, you know, get into the classroom, figuring out what they want, like their theme to be, what the vibes to be, what they want their classrooms to look like, and
things that they need to make this year special for the 30 students they undoubtedly
have.
Yeah,
and all of this takes money, and money that teachers are not given to buy this stuff. So if you think teachers are just given a credit card and say, here, go make a cute room, you're wrong on many, many levels. And intern Dan's girlfriend Kaylee is here, who is a teacher, so we're going to lean on you today. Mm-hmm. But first off, we would like to speak to our good friend, Megan. Megan is a speech-language pathologist
Easy
at Bridgewater Regional High School. How are you, friend?
Hi, good. How are you?
I am doing great. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is you do at the school?
Sure. So as a speech-language pathologist, I work with students who have communication deficits. So that might be difficulties with language comprehension, vocabulary, written language, or social skills. I have some students who are nonverbal communicators, so we work with them on using alternative forms of communication. So that could be like an iPad with picture symbols, pointing, gestures, anything like that. My biggest focus for the high school kids is functional communication, so they can interact in their communities outside of school and after high school, post-high school.
And these are things that aren't like your basic reading, writing, arithmetic things. This is a whole new world of needs and items that you need to help people communicate. So I can see how you might, what are some things on your list that help kids with these things?
So a lot of the things on my list are games. I also run our Best Buddies chapter at the high school. Do you guys know what Best Buddies is?
Obviously. Yeah. Yes, girl.
Yeah, so Best Buddies, I actually started the club at my high school about 5 years ago with a couple of students. And a lot of my students on my caseload are part of the club as well. So we use a lot of games to help, engage the students in wanting to be in speech and language, engaging the students with each other at chapter meetings. It's a way for them to functionally communicate with each other. It's just like a great way to keep kids interested, having fun, and talking to each other.
Well, I think what you're doing is pretty remarkable. And the more I read about educators who are doing so many more things than when I was a young person. Do you know what I mean? We really didn't have specialty anything. You know, I've said this a million times. If I had have known that I had ADHD when I was a young person, I would have gone to Harvard because I would have known how to do these things.
Right.
There was no specialized,
none.
Child by child stuff. Everyone with like any type of learning disability or development delay just got put in the same room.
Yeah. So the fact that you and your peers are taking these specialized needs and creating entire new programs around them and bringing it to the attention of people so that it's not stigmatized, so that it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of thinking and communicating. I love this for you. So, Megan, we are going to highlight your list today. We are going to post it on our website and social medias later on this afternoon. And if you would like Megan's wish list, I can send it to you. You can text it to us here, 617-655-1234. I hope you have an amazing school year, Megan.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys doing this. This is awesome.
No, thank you. Make sure we get you some games for the Best Buddies Club.
Heck yeah.
Thank you.
All right, and next I'd like to talk to Miss Kaylee.
Yeah, me.
Miss Kaylee is a kindergarten teacher.
I am.
So can you tell us what it is like to be a kindergarten teacher?
I mean, every day is a new day. It truly, nothing happens the same, like the same thing doesn't happen twice in a day. Truly, it's just different. I have, this year coming up, I have 19 kids in my class. I'm very excited.
Is that a lot or is that about normal?
That's a good number. I've had up to 23 kids. 1 year I was the fifth teacher in the grade because we had so many kids come in that year. So it's 19 is a good number for, we have four teachers in my grade.
So you sort of all share.
Yep. Yep. So it's like 19 to 21 in each class this year.
How is it important as a kindergarten teacher to have things and kind of shape your classroom around kids of this age who might be going to school and socializing in this setting for the first time?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we center around. I think everything that we do is about making the kids, like my philosophy is create a safe and supportive classroom. I want the kids to come in, have an area. I have a cozy corner in my classroom. I have an area where they can just go and chill with. I have, love sensory toys. I have pillows. I have blankets over there. Like if you just want to go and hang out, just
that's
calm
literally
down.
My desk here.
And
you would thrive in her kindergarten class, Kat.
You would love it there.
I mean, I have a cozy corner and I have fidget spinners at my desk, so I'm just saying. Yeah.
But this is all stuff you have to buy out of pocket.
Correct.
Yeah, so I get a lot of like the typical school supplies through school. But this is, on my list, it's a lot of the extra stuff that you can't really buy with like the school money. So it's just like posters. I have a lot of diversity posters. I have a lot of like diverse toys, books in my classroom because I want every kid to feel seen.
Yes.
And so I make sure that I have something that every kid can relate to in my classroom.
Well, I just love that you're doing this. I love that you're one of the first teachers these kids will ever know. And it's a very special thing, your kindergarten teacher.
It's a special, special job. It's I can't imagine doing anything else in my life.
I love to hear it.
Yeah.
All the kindergartners call her Miss T because no 5-year-old can pronounce Tomaszewski.
And who would want to?
Yeah, I mean,
I can barely.
It's when like I was bonus
married,
on a...
When I was married, my last name was Slowinski. I get it.
Yeah. Even parents are like, how do you say your last name? I'm like, you can just call me Kaylee.
It's fine.
Just call me Kaylee.
Well, if you would like to support Megan, if you would like to support Kaylee, as I said, I'm going to have all of this up for you on our website and our social media at some point after the show this morning. And if you are a teacher, please send us an email with your name, with the town you're from, what school you are. Tell me about your classroom. Tell me about the things that you've got going on. And we might highlight you as well. Plus, I'm going to have one main list running on our website. Again, this will happen as soon as we're off the air this morning, so that you can go find a teacher if you'd like in your neighborhood, or a teacher who, I don't know, teaches a grade that means something to you, or is teaching a group of humans that means something to you. I ask you from the bottom of my heart to open up your wallet, even if it's only $5 or $10, because every little bit is going to help.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All righty. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. So, Kaylee, I would like to talk to you about this. So, last week, Taylor Swift was on the New Heights podcast. I'm sure this was covered in detail.
Oh, yeah.
She had a whole watch party with her friends.
Right. And she said that she's releasing a new album.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about it all on the podcast, which was adorable. I didn't get to watch the whole thing yet, but just seeing her and Travis together, I don't care how much of a Grinch you are. You can't look at the two of them and say that they're not like peas in pods.
I know. They love each other.
So we're going to get that album in October.
Yep.
And we're not going to get a Reputation.
No.
Okay.
No rep. We're not getting rep.
And that's
which I'm upset about because, or it's my favorite album, but
me
it's okay.
We'll get through it.
Yeah.
All right, but here's the latest skinny, and this is what I need your information on.
Mm-hmm.
Some suspect she might be the Super Bowl halftime show headliner, and here's why. These reasons are so dumb.
I know.
Super Bowl 60 will go down at Levi's Stadium, home of the San Francisco 49ers. Their mascot, Sourdough Sam. Taylor says she thinks about sourdough 60% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I read that theory.
Dumb.
I read that theory this morning, I think, and I was just like, I mean, I think I'm a crazy fan, but then I hear this stuff and I'm like, oh, I'm not that crazy.
I got one more.
Can't the girl just like to bake bread? That doesn't mean she's
literally bread. She's good at it too.
It's like Mr. Fantastic, stop reaching. It's a stretch.
And at the beginning of the new nerd. At the beginning of the New Heights episode, Taylor thanked Jason Kelce for screaming for like 47 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the 47th stop of her Eras tour was at Levi's Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, who has the time?
I know. On my way here this morning, I was looking at Instagram posts about it, and I was laughing in the car, and Dan was like, what are you laughing at? I was like, these Taylor Swift tweets and Instagram posts are so funny. But, I mean, it could happen. For the longest time, we did say, like, she could do the halftime show, but she had, like, bigger things that she needed to do in her career first. But then now she has the Eras tour, which was, like, the highest grossing tour of all time.
Last year, she was going to be in Europe in February. So
exactly.
We'll stop.
And she also had, for the longest time, she had a deal with Coca-Cola, and Pepsi was the one that did the halftime show. So I was like, oh, she has a contract, so she can't do it. But now, I mean, Pepsi is no longer the sponsor. So, who knows?
No chance. No chance. That's my thought.
I think she's very happy, especially during football. She's very happy being in the stands watching Travis and not having to making work. Things about her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truly, I think that's what it is.
Well, hopefully the Chiefs won't be in the Super Bowl this year, so you don't have to worry about Travis working.
Hey-o!
God willing.
So one of my new favorite couples of all time is Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus, and I don't know why.
Whatever brings you joy, Kennedy.
And I think it's just because, you know, sometimes finding love later in life is difficult. I don't know what I'm talking about here. I have no frame of reference.
They
but
have the same hairstyle.
Do they?
They have, like, long brown hair, right?
You're not wrong. In any event, she says, she posted a picture on the Instagram of her holding a guitar, and she goes, "My patient boyfriend is attempting to teach me the guitar." And then he wrote, "My girl's getting good on that guitar. We may be going to Jackson this fall," which is a June Carter Cash song that she sang with Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Adding, "Elizabeth Hurley is hotter than a pepper sprout."
That's what I'm going to start saying to you. Are you hotter than a pepper sprout?
I need this in my life. So if there's any, you know, older folk out there, single Ooh. Guys yeah. who want to teach me how to play the guitar and tell me I'm hotter than a pepper sprout, let's get it.
You might be going to Jackson this fall. Hey, you know what?
Hey!
Good for them. It's nice to see 60-year-olds acting like 16-year-olds, I guess.
And that's what I'm saying, Dan. That's what I'm saying. And I've got a quick royal update. I hate that Carson isn't here, but in some news that is very anti-Kate and Prince William, they're having a new family mansion built, and apparently two families have to move out of their homes. The royal couple and their three kids are planning to live in Fort Lodge, an 8-bedroom mansion in Windsor Great Park that will be their forever home. Because of this, two separate families who lived in cottages next to the mansion were asked to vacate their properties earlier this summer. They were told to move out. They were given somewhere else to live, but they were told they had to move and they were not expecting it. Apparently, the houses are very close to the lodge, so they basically, I mean, I wouldn't want someone living in my backyard either. So there's that. According to the report, the families were tenants of the Crown Estate. They weren't given eviction notices. They've since moved to similar or better housing elsewhere in the area. So don't worry about them. They'll be just fine. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Ellen from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, good morning.
So Ellen is from Hudson, New Hampshire, but it says in my notes she's driving to Connecticut for work. That
Holy
can't be
cats.
Right. You don't have a two-state commute.
No. I have a meeting down there, and I had some free time, so I called in.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate that. Well, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Her record on the big board, 6,241 wins, only 456 losses. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hayden Christensen and his daughter got interrupted by a jet during their duet of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. In the lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game, what does the singer ask to buy?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Question number two, Andy Samberg turns 47 today. He starred as Jake Peralta on which hit sitcom for 8 seasons?
I have no idea.
All right, question number three. Logan Paul got married in Italy with his brother Jake as his best man. What is the name of the hugely popular drink brand Logan Paul owns with another influential influencer named KSI? Influential influencer. That didn't
matter. Like those energy drinks.
Every 12-year-old walking around down the street has one in their hand.
I know. I'm totally blanking. I'm not sure.
All right. And question number four. So
Sophie Turner says she broke up a famous couple simply by waving to the guy. She didn't say who it was, but people online think it was Evan Peters and Emma Roberts. And if a wave can break up your relationship, you guys were tap dancing out that ice already.
They had a dicey relationship. Yeah.
She's known for her role in Game of Thrones. What was Sophie Turner's character's name in Game of Thrones?
Oh, I've never seen that show. I'm sorry, I don't know.
It's okay, you don't have to apologize.
Okay.
Question five. Quentin Tarantino's favorite of his films is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but he thinks Inglourious Basterds is his best movie. There's also still no word on what his 10th and final film will be. Which Tarantino film served as his directorial debut?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, you didn't get the other ones. This would be a hell of a pull.
I was
going
to say
you.
This is going to be tight.
I'm ready to go back to the Logan Paul one, but no, I don't. I'm not. Something in Hollywood? I'm just blanking. I'm not sure.
Okay. Deep not breath, Ellen. Deep today. Breath, Ellen. We're going to get through this together. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
So you're driving all the way to Connecticut for work. What do you do?
I'm a product manager for a technology company.
All right. Cool. I don't know what that means, so I have no follow-up questions. Welcome back, Kennedy.
That's okay.
Hi.
Ellen from Hudson, New Hampshire. She got 1 out of 5 correct. Suit! Are you ready, Kennedy?
I'm ready.
Hayden Christensen and his daughter got interrupted by a jet during their duet at Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. In the lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game, what does the singer ask for?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
That is correct. 1-1. Question 2. Andy Samberg turns 47 today. He starred as Jake Peralta on which hit sitcom for 8 seasons?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nine-Nine? That is correct. 2-1. It is a good show. Question 3. Logan Paul got married in Italy with his brother Jake as his best man. What is the name of the hugely popular drink band Logan Paul owns with another influencer?
Prime.
That is correct. Prime Energy or Prime Sports Drink. There's a whole bunch. 3-1. Question number 4. Sophie Turner says she broke up a famous couple simply by waving to the guy.
Girl.
The power.
Girl.
She didn't say who it was, but people online think it was Evan Peters and Emma Roberts.
Girl.
Because the internet
called
always...
insecurity.
Girl. Do you think she's making that up?
Listen, I don't doubt any woman's power, but to say that I waved at someone and he left his lady to come with me, first and foremost, do you want to be that woman? Second of all, do you want that man who leaves his woman for you? Nah. I have a lot to talk about here.
Kennedy, though. You never shattered a relationship by a wink and a nod?
A wink and a nod? No. I'm sure I shattered it for other reasons. I like how she left it at that. A wink and a nod? No. No.
All right. I forgot to ask the question because we got caught up with that.
Sorry.
Sophie Turner is known for her role in Game of Thrones. What is her character's name?
Oh. Sansa Stark.
That is correct. 4-1. Question number 5. Quentin Tarantino's favorite of his films is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but he thinks Inglourious Basterds is his best work. Mm. There's still no word on what his 10th and final film will be because he says he's going to quit after 10.
That's what he says, yeah.
Which Tarantino film served as his directorial debut?
Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, that was weird.
Hey, you and...
That is correct.
Woohoo!
Ding! There we go. 5-1. Watch it the other day. Still holds up.
Still.
5-1. Kennedy, you get the win. You didn't have to do Ellen from Hudson like that. She's going to be thinking about it the rest of her long drive to Connecticut.
Sorry.
And long drive to go, yes. All good, all good.
Let's drive safely.
Well, Ellen, unfortunately,
I'm never going to call it again.
We cannot give you the money, but we do appreciate you calling.
No worries.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
My name is Ellen. I'm from Hudson, New Hampshire, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Jack from Newton.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Kennedy, I hear tell that Jack has been listening to you just crush listener souls in Can't Be Kennedy since 2014.
Ooh. All right. Good to know you.
Have you played before?
Yes, I have. Played along in the car for years, but never live.
All right, a decade in, and here it is for $1,000.
Let's do it.
$1,000 will get you to call for the first time. Can you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy, you'll win $1,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Liam Gallagher was forced to end his onstage tradition of throwing his maracas and tambourine into the crowd after two fans got injured at a recent show. How hard is he throwing a maraca?
Right? That's what I'm not understanding.
What band are Liam and his brother Noel in?
Oasis.
Question number two. Sydney Sweeney recently recreated Dolly Parton's famous 1974 Jolene album cover. Who is Dolly Parton's goddaughter?
Miley Cyrus.
Adam Sandler will go on a stand-up tour this fall. Adam just recently released his sequel, Happy Gilmore 2, on Netflix. What popular fast food chain did Happy Gilmore sponsor in the first movie?
Subway?
Question number four. Mila Kunis did a lot of dancing and not a lot of eating to prepare for Black Swan. She also voiced Meg on Family Guy since 1999. Who is the creator of Family Guy?
Seth MacFarlane.
And question number five. Denzel Washington says he doesn't care about being canceled because he doesn't care about having fans or public support. In one of Washington's most critically acclaimed movies, he plays a lawyer who helps Tom Hanks' character. What's the name of the movie?
Philadelphia.
Wow, that was pretty quick, Jack.
Whoa.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Putting
Kennedy!
In work.
Jack, what are you doing for the rest of the day?
For the rest of the day, I am working at a theater camp.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fun. What are we theatering today?
James and the Giant Peach Jr.
Okay.
Love that.
All right. You're one of Kennedy's people.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing.
Well,
amazing.
Kennedy, Jack, the theater camp teacher.
What'd he do?
He got 5 out of 5 correct.
Oh, you're kidding.
He came to play.
All right, Jack.
If Kennedy stumbles even once, Jack, you're $1,000 richer. I am not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong because I hear it adds to the suspense of the game. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Okay, buddy, $1,000.
Liam Gallagher was forced to end his onstage tradition of throwing maracas and tambourines into the crowd after two fans got injured. What band are Liam and his brother Noel in?
Oasis.
Sydney Sweeney recently recreated Dolly Parton's famous 1974 Jolene album cover. Who is Dolly Parton's goddaughter?
Miley Cyrus.
Question number three. Adam Sandler will go on a stand-up comedy tour this fall. Adam just released his sequel, Happy Gilmore 2, on Netflix. What popular fast food chain did Happy Gilmore sponsor in the first movie?
Subway.
Question number four. Mila Kunis did a lot of dancing and not a lot of eating to prepare for Black Swan, or at least that's what she says. She's voiced Meg Griffin on Family Guy since 1999. Who created Family Guy?
Seth MacFarlane.
And question number five. Denzel Washington says he doesn't care about being canceled because he doesn't care about having fans or public support. I guess that's easy to say after a distinguished 30-year career of public
support.
That's
a wild take.
In one of Washington's most critically acclaimed movies, he plays a lawyer who helps Tom Hanks' character.
Philadelphia.
Ooh, I'm going to let you finish.
That cuts off all the suspense. Congratulations. You got 5 out of 5 correct.
I thought you had me, Jack. I really did, brother.
Jack, that was a close one, but unfortunately, 5 to 5 tie in the 1K CBK. We cannot give you the money. We ain't got that kind of budget. But we appreciate you calling in and playing, man.
Thank you.
I hope theater camp goes well today.
I do, too.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Jack from Newton, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.